welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress. Satan called a worldwide convention of all the demons in hell. In the opening address, he said, we can't keep Christians from going to church. We can't keep them from reading their Bibles and knowing the truth. We can't even keep them from forming an intimate relationship with Jesus. Once they gain the connection with Jesus, our power over them is broken. See, hell knows more than some believers do. So let them go to their churches, let them have their covered dishes, but steal their time. How many of you know there's one thing that you cannot replace? It's time. Have you ever looked at some old pictures and you say, where has the time gone? Ever had that one happen to you? Yeah. This is what I want you to do, the devil said. First of all, I'm going to give you six different things. Distract them from gaining hold of their Savior and maintaining that vital connection throughout their day. As your day is, so shall your... Remember last week we read Matthew? Jesus said, don't borrow from tomorrow to take care of your problems for today. How many of you know stress is a quiet killer? How many of us ever experience stress? No need to. I have. No need for me to experience it. But when we step out of the Word of God and out of alignment with the Word of God, all of a sudden, he comes in because we've opened the door. He can't, listen, if he can't deceive us, he can't defeat us. But what happens? He deceives us by telling us something that's not the truth. But when the truth of God's word is so much a part of us, and the lawn is green and thick, you ever seen people's lawns that are just so green and thick it looks like a golf course? Then you go by somebody else's house, a little patch here and a little patch here. If they have dogs, there's patches all over the place, you know what I'm saying? But the lawn is far from being a lawn. When they cut it, it seems like there's a dust bowl. But then somebody else cuts their lawn because they manicure and take care of it. It's thick and plush, you could just lay on it, amen? So the enemy cannot defeat us if he can't deceive us. How does he deceive us? Through telling us things that aren't true. But the Bible says, you shall know. Say, I shall know. I'm going to have you put your first name in there. Paul should know the truth. And the truth Paul knows will keep him and set him free. Amen? How shall we do this? One of the demons said, keep them busy in the non-essentials of life. Invent innumerable schemes to occupy their minds, he said. Tempt them to spend, and borrow. When I grew up as a kid, my parents taught me how to save. They had these little books the bank had, and you put your little dimes in there. And you'd bring them to the bank and you'd cash them in. All right? Keep them busy. Have them spend. And before you know it, they're so far in debt that things begin to crumble around them. Listen, persuade them to go to work long hours, 6 and 7 days a week, so they can fill their empty lifestyle. Keep them from spending time with their children. Can I add this? Quality time. My son was engrossed in a real conversation with Matt. He was really like looking at him intently. And I saw Jamie talking to him so he could understand this thing that he has a question about. You see, we need godly parents to raise godly children. Amen. That's God's way of doing it. Daycares aren't raising your children. They're just watching them for a little bit if you need that. You understand? But it needs a godly father and a godly mother that take time with their children and find out what took place during the course of a day and help them and correct things that they may not understand or they got wrong. Say godly parents. Here's another one. As their families fragment, soon their homes will offer no escape from the pressures of life. How many homes do we know? They're just fragmented. People are going here and there. They're like two ships in the night. That's not a family. You realize we're being dumbed down with all the electronic devices we have where people are no longer talking. Hi, George, how are you? instead of me texting it to George. Some of you don't like what I'm saying, but it's the truth. Don't let this world deceive us to the point where we no longer are using our voices. We're no longer being able to communicate with one another because Jesus didn't come in the garden texting Adam and Eve. There was an expectation that when the presence of God walked in, they could have fellowship with one another. See, that's being stolen little by little by little and by little. Here's the last one. Overstimulate their minds so they cannot be still and hear the voice of the Spirit anymore. These are the kind of things that go on in everyday life with us. Amen? Now, I want you to turn to some scripture. Will you do that with me? Go over to Hebrews chapter 13. Chapter 13, verse 17 of Hebrews. Are you ready? Is the Amplified. Obey your spiritual leaders. If you go to this church, whether you're a member or not, but you attend, you want to become a member, that's all fine. I'm the daddy and she's the mommy, spiritually speaking. As a father in the natural and my wife as a mother in the natural and as grandparents also, we want the best for our children and our grandchildren. We're not going to lead them astray by telling them something that's not true or don't listen to your parents. They just don't know anything. We're there to enforce parents the same way we raised our children. You understand that now? What I want for you is the best. As your spiritual father, I want the best for you. God has the best and he wants the best, but you have to desire that. Say hunger and thirsting after righteousness. I can't give you the hunger. I can't give you the hunger. But when you get in the presence of God and you have a desire to get to know more of God and know him better, the hunger of the Holy Ghost is going to fill your life up. In the natural, listen to me, in the natural, when you eat, you eventually will get hungry again. In the realm of the spirit, when you eat, you just keep on eating because you can't get enough of it. Ooh, glory to God. Because you're dealing, right? That's right, huh? Eternal things. Amen? So let's look at this verse. Submit to them continually, recognizing their authority over you. I talk about stewardship. I talk about tithes and offerings and being a good steward of your time, talent, and treasures. I'm not going to come around and turn you upside down and shake you to get all the money out of your pockets. That's not my responsibility. Mine is to teach and train you what the word says. Now it's up to you to do the right thing. Say the right thing. I'm going to make a statement and some of you won't agree with me. I'm just going to tell you the truth. You and I can live a life with no regrets. If you raise your hand when I ask this question, you don't understand it. How many of you have regrets from your past? No, you shouldn't have any. Because Jesus took care of them at Calvary. How do I live a life with no regrets? The answer is so simple. Are you ready? The scripture we read last week about being led by the Spirit. And what does the word led mean? We get our word agony from it. It's a wrestling match because our flesh wants to go this way and the Spirit wants to go this way. What's one of the attributes of the Holy Spirit? He knows absolutely everything. Now, I was never Catholic, but I had a lot of Catholic friends and they would tell me that if they wanted to sell their house, they'd bury a certain statue in the backyard and their house would sell. And this is a true story. A guy buried it in the backyard and his neighbor's house sold. He got upset. He went out and dug it out, and he realized that he had turned it a little bit towards his neighbor's house. And I think he still thinks it works. No, it doesn't work that way. No statue is going to get you what the Holy Ghost can get you. See, when this just becomes something that's a book, we don't understand it. It's alive and well and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is what will keep us, listen, from having a life full of regrets. Oh, I don't know why I married that person. Did the Holy Ghost tell you not to? Yes. Well, there's your problem. If the Spirit of God, who knows everything and knows the person you want to marry is going to turn after you say, I do, today people marry because they're in lust, not in love. I married that woman because I loved her more today than I did yesterday. I can't figure that one out, but that's what happens with Jesus. I love him today, but I find out tomorrow I love him even more. Because you build a relationship with a person, you build a relationship with the person of Jesus Christ and the person of the Holy Ghost. That takes time and it takes effort. You know, you get one of those things for the gym, you go in and you go like this, you can walk in. I know some people just drive by, but they keep it on their keychain. Makes them feel good. Were you at the gym? Yes, I was. They go in and use the restroom and come back out with a towel wrapped around their neck, feeling real good about themselves. That's not really working out. Oh, I got some of you right there. I got some of you right there. If the Holy Spirit knows everything, why would we not want to set a relationship up with Him so that every day that comes, the answers are already there, found in the Word of God, and it could set our course for that one day? He knows everything. Say, He knows everything. My brother Lou, I've known him for quite a few years. Anytime something comes up in the message about numbers, I just say, Lou, and he gives me the number before I can say, Lou. He's brilliant. Now, why would I want to go to somebody else who can't put one and one together and get two when I got somebody who's brilliant who can answer that question? But that's sometimes what we do because we want to lean towards the flesh rather than to the Spirit. It's agony to be led by the Holy Ghost. Have you ever seen somebody walk a dog who don't want to be walked? Who's pulling who? God wants the best for you and for me, but we have to cooperate. When it said being led by the Spirit, say agony. Obey your spiritual leaders. So it's not enough to have spiritual leaders. We have to do what? Obey. We can't just have the Word of God and not open it up and read it. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, do what? Obey what the Word says. Jesus said this, if you love me, you'll do what? Keep my commandments. Sorry, here we go a little bit further, can we? Recognize their authority over you, for they are constantly keeping watch over your souls and guarding your spiritual welfare as men who will have to render an account of their trust. I have to give an account for my life. She has to give it for hers when we stand before God someday, that we did the right thing by representing the truth and the Word of God to you. God loves me. Say, God loves me. I'm going to tell you to put your name there. Say, God loves Paul. Let me go to this other scripture verse, if you don't mind. Are you ready? The third chapter of Colossians. And look, if you don't mind, at verse 15. Let the peace of God, soul harmony, which comes from Christ, rule and umpire continually. See, when the umpire or referee makes a call, today it's much different than it was when I was growing up. In basketball, if somebody was called on a foul, they would raise their hands. Today, they argue. The umpire and the referees don't have what? Authority like they used to. It's okay to lie. Do you understand how the world around us is undermining everything that the Word of God talks about? We've got to let the Holy Ghost be our umpire. Let Christ be our umpire. When He calls a scripture verse out and He calls it on you and I, we're just supposed to raise our hand and say, God, forgive me. I'm just praising you for letting me know and keeping me out of harm's way.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive.